Barry, sorry. I don't know what happened with that.
Oh, you picked... Okay, yeah, I called right back, and it went straight to voicemail, so I thought maybe your phone died, but...
It was without final. I don't know what happened, but thank you for calling me back. So I was telling you that I have another business right now running. It's a landscaping business, and it's not my own business, it's my brother's business, and we were discussing about doing some marketing for that. And probably, I mean, I have a meeting with my brother today, and probably we can start with that before we get into this pool services business. So I will probably call you today, later today.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm very interested in doing something, right? I know the importance of that. For the pool services, I think I need it right away, but I will wait for at least one more week. And with the other business, I just want to be in touch with my brother, you know, just to, like, set up some things about the other business. But I think I will call you later today and see if we can start working with that. And that's pretty much it. I mean, I need to do something to grow the business, and I know that if we do some marketing, especially on social media, we will have more opportunities. So hopefully we can start working with some of those businesses, and we'll see.
So for the landscaping, is it kind of the same? You're going to market the same area, and you still need a website and a business Facebook and all of that, right? Do you already have a website?
Yes, we want to target the same area, Frisco, McKinney, Allen, probably.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a web page that is incomplete. We haven't worked on that. We have to rebuild the whole website. We have the domain. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean,
we can use the domain and build one of our sites on it if that helps you, because I know right now you're trying to, you know, run that business, and then you're trying to get the pool service up and running. The last thing you probably want to do is be stuck in an office trying to build a website, you know?
For sure. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we want to improve. Yeah, I know. And we were trying to set up by ourselves, but I mean, it takes time, and it's not our specialty, so probably we need some help with that. I mean, if you have I don't know if you have a price for that. I mean, if you can build up our website.
Yeah, remember when we spoke last week, we charged $400 extra to build the site, but I had gotten that authorization to include the site for you for free, but that promo expired on the 30th, which was yesterday. So what I'm going to do, Andres, when you call me back later today, is I'm going to approach my supervisor and explain what happened and say, hey, we already had it authorized to give you the site last week. Is there any way you could still honor it? So if they will, then you won't even have to pay extra for the site. We'll just put it in there as a free gift. Matter of fact, I'll send you a sample site right now just so that you can see one, so you get a little bit of an idea of what the layout looks like. And they're a Google compliant site, so they're integrated with the Google listing, which means that every time you get a review on Google, it will automatically populate over to your site also. So that will help you with your conversion, you know, making sure that when a potential client sees you, they'll already have that comfortable feeling in, you know, working with you prior to picking up the phone and calling.
Got it. Just a question. Okay. I was wondering, I mean, if because my brothers have like these landscaping company, I was wondering what happened if we use just one page, like an umbrella for services, right? And we can have like these tags just for pool services, for example, based on one page, and we can promote this one page. Or do you think it's better to like have one specific pool services webpage?
It's better to separate them, and here's why. when someone's in your area and they type for landscaping or landscape design or any variation of the keywords that, you know, associate with that business, as soon as they type in that keyword into Google, Google sends out millions and millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched. So we're going to make your website heavily recognizable by keywords associated with landscaping. But if there's keywords also in there for pool service, what happens is the web crawlers will get confused and they think, is this a landscape or is this a pool service? And then you don't end up ranking for anything because they're conflicting keywords, right? So it's definitely better to, I mean, you could put something simple on there like, hey, please ask, we also offer pool service or something, like just a little simple banner that someone knows that you also have that. But I want the site to be totally focused on landscaping. And then, you know, a couple of weeks from now when you're ready to sign up the pool service, assuming that they'll let me put the site in for this one, I'll ask them if they can give you the separate site for the pool service too. And I know that one, you're starting off more fresh and you don't have a domain or anything, but don't worry. If I get the approval, they'll purchase the domain for you too.
Okay, perfect. That would be awesome.
So, yep,
well,
exactly.
I will just work on that with my brother, and I will call you back on later today and see if we can start working with one of those services that we have already. And, yeah, I will try to call you around 3 or 4 my time. I think it's Central Time. I'm not sure.
Okay, yep, it is. We're on Pacific, so we're 2 hours behind. So I'll put a note here.
Please.
You'll call me by 3 or 4. So if I don't hear from you by maybe, you know, after 4, I can always follow up with you too.
That would be awesome, yes. And I appreciate you follow up, and hopefully we can start working something.
Okay, so I'm just going to put follow up for new account. Get website approved.
Do you have content creation support for a company?
Yep, absolutely.
What?
Yep, that's part.
What
matter
kind
of fact,
content do you work with?
So what we want to do is what we specialize in, obviously, is exposure, making sure that your business gets in front of the potential clients that are looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? But what the content creation enables is to make sure that, you know, they're comfortable before they call you. So that means anything that you feel would help your online presence, we're going to promote that for you actively online. So it can be the logo, like for instance, you said you were working on, it can be examples of services, before and after photos, branding, online branding. So anything that you would tell our technician during the client interview, then they would promote that for you. So sometimes it's a brand new business that doesn't have anything, and we create the content based off of their industry expertise. You know, let's say that their business is 1 month old, but they have 15 years of industry expertise, right? So then we'll use that type of content to promote the business so that when an end user sees them, they say, hey, this is someone that can really get the job done.
Okay. That's impressive. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start later today and see what happened with this, if you can start working. I just want to be that transparent with you, be honest, and I don't want to waste your time. So hopefully we can touch base today and set something for work. If not, I will be honest and I'll call you right away.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I understand. And I want you to be, you know, feel that you're comfortable and ready to before you do anything. So it doesn't hurt my feelings if it doesn't pan out for you. But I'm very confident that if it does, that it will be really good for your business, especially, you know, with the landscaping. That's a hot market also this time of year, now that we're in spring, almost getting into summer, you know. And we offer seasonal holds too. So I don't know in Texas if you go into an off season for landscaping. But if you do, what we can do is we can stop the billing and remove the placement during those months. That way you're not paying for it during months that you don't need it. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll talk to you later and see if we can start like something.
Okay.
But I appreciate your help and everything.
Yeah, no
Thank
problem.
You.
It's always nice talking to you, Andres. So have a really great rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you later on, okay?
Perfect. You too. Take care.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Okay. Bye-bye.